Thank you, Mr. President. Excellency, distinguished delegate, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to start by congratulating you, Mr. President, on your election to preside over this 86th session of the work program on the program plan and program performance. We are confident that under your leadership, we will have a productive session. We would like to also express our appreciation to the Secretary General, Madam Rebecca Greenspan, for her presence in this session and the introductory remark she has provided this morning, updating the member about the implementation of previous commitment made. The Working Party provides us with an opportunity to exercise our roles of oversight on the implementation of the mandate and committed work programs. Therefore, during the session, we will have an opportunity to discuss thoroughly the performance review of the technical cooperation activity of UNTAC and their financings. The evaluation of UNTAC activity, notably sub-program 2 and preparatory session on program plan for 2025. Mr. President, our specific interventions will be made during the discussion on the respective agenda items. However, in this juncture, we will share few general comments of those items. With regard to the review technical cooperation activity, we would like to express our gratitude to development partners who have contributed funds to be used in the UNTAC technical cooperation projects. In the same manner, we would like to invite partners to consider enhancing their participation in the trust funds in the form of non-earmarked resources. We recognize the efforts being taken to create synergies among UNTAC three pillars and the positive result of technical cooperation anchor on strong analytical tools and have noted the emphasis placed on the sustainability of the project outcome. Similarly, we commend the Secretariat's efforts to enhance synergies with other agencies as a result. UNTAC has acquired a meaningful place in the UN reform process. As for the evaluation of UNTAC activity, we welcome the use of resource-based management framework as a recent adopted tool. While we are still learning on how the effectiveness and the value addition of the tool is bringing, it is worthwhile to continue assessing its usefulness for the sake of improving it. Moreover, we commend the Secretariat for undertaking the external evaluation for sub-program 2, investment and enterprise, and for obtaining a positive outcome that resulted from it. We believe the provided recommendations from evaluators will be appropriately implemented, in particular regarding enhancing the cooperation with UNTAC as well as with the United Nations entities. The G77 China highly appreciate the Secretariat for the provisions to member states of the performance report on the implementation of deliverable for the past years. In line with the agreed conclusion from the previous session, and look forward that they will continue doing so for this year and in the future session of the Working Party. On the resources for UNCTAD for the year 2023, presented during the last Working Party regarding the geographical representation of UNCTAD staff, the G77 and China call upon the Secretary to continue providing such information and taking actions toward improving geographical representation of UNCTAD staff. The G77 and China would like to encourage UNCTAD to continue delivering assistance with priority to structurally weak economies like LDC, African countries, as well as those with challenged environments such as Palestine people and Sikhs. We urge UNCTAD to ensure the necessary resources and funding is allocated for implementation of activity and program in those countries. Lastly, the group would like to reiterate our support to the Secretary General and the entire team of UNCTAD in their effort to effectively execute the mandates as provided by the membership. I thank you, Mr. President.